Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 7¾ cents, 529¾, March wheat up 3 cents at 670¾, and March beans up 15¼ cents at 1384¼. No weekly sales export numbers released today. They'll be released tomorrow due to the Martin Luther King holiday. We did have a slew of new sales reported by the USDA this morning. 136,000 metric tons of beans to China, 163,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico, 138 hard red winter wheat to Nigeria, and 336,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. That's most likely China. There's been talk about this Chinese buying for the last day or two, and it looks like it finally hit the market. So we were higher over that. Conditions in Argentina remain a little bit too dry, certainly affecting their corn crop. Corn estimates that it's going to be down 4 million metric tons. The Brazilian bean crop is getting bigger every day. We're starting to see production estimates ratcheted up. They're certainly expecting a record crop there, and I think it's just going to be a matter of how big. But these rains the last couple of days have absolutely been million-dollar rains for the Brazilians, and we expect big, big crops from them. Offsetting that is the demand crisis around the world with Russian and Black Sea wheat getting tougher to come by. The world's going to have to turn to other sources, so maybe the U.S. picks up some business there. You know, we're pushing, close to $7 wheat out here, so it's certainly not cheap wheat. There's still wheat around the world to be had, but for the time being, people are getting a little nervous and want to own something. We're about 10 cents, 11, 12 cents away in corn from making a new high. It's about 20 cents away in wheat. Beans are almost 50 cents away. Can we go up and test those highs again by the end of the month? I suppose it's possible if people get concerned enough. But, it's going to be a while before those Brazilian beans hit the market. The trucker strike, if it's on now, not going to have a big impact because no beans are moving because the farmer aren't harvesting them because it's just been the planting was too late to get in any real early beans out here. So I don't know if it's going to have the impact it might have had in past years. But clearly the Brazilians are going to have a huge crop and it'll be deliverable at some point out here. Will the Chinese wait? Well, they've been buying a little bit of beans in here every day. Nothing like we've seen in past, sales of 2 million metric tons and, 2.5 million metric tons. We're seeing hundreds, 136 here, 132 there. Not what we are accustomed to seeing. Will the Chinese want to buy more grain to appease Biden? It's possible out here, but I think the market is still concerned about what Yellen is saying about playing hardball with the Chinese. So it's still a mixed bag out here, but at these kind of prices, as we've seen in the last several days, prices can fall back down again. And doing some risk management here, I think, makes an awful lot of sense. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.